I'm Bridget Octberg. I'm from the Abbotsford FFA chapter out of Wisconsin, and I am in the Swine Production Entrepreneurship Proficiency Area.
Bridget, let me first of all congratulate you on being named a National Proficiency Winner.
Thank you. It's been a long time coming. It was a goal of mine since I started this whole project.
Oh my gosh, that's even more exciting when you set it as a goal.
It is.
So what was it that you decided to set that national proficiency as a goal?
Well, when I was just starting in FFA, I had just started showing pigs, and I hadn't really had a whole lot of background in breeding hogs, and we had started after my second year and kept a breeding guild back. Well, I had learned about what the proficiencies were, and I saw them at the state level, and I wanted to be that person with that plaque.
And here you are, not only at the state level, but now at the national level. Describe the experience of being here in Indianapolis and walking on stage.
Well, at first it was nerve-wracking. I was sitting out in the stands just shaking like a leaf, waiting before I had to go up. Not nervous in front of crowds, but when it came to this award, it was just, you know, I worked so long and I only have one opportunity to do it. And to walk up there in front of all those people, it felt amazing.
I always like to ask if you actually heard your name announced.
I did, barely.
Well, again, let's talk more about your proficiency.
Okay. I own and operate a 50-sow farrowing to finish operation. I have purebred Yorkshires, Hampshires, and I do cross them for market hogs. All of my pigs are marketed as show pigs, and I've sold them throughout the country, and I had as much luck as having the Supreme Champion Boar at the Wisconsin State Fair this past summer.
You've had a pretty good year.
I've had an amazing year. Couldn't have been any better.
So what role has the FFA played in all of that?
Well, the FFA is what started me showing pigs. And when I started in FFA, I was a little kid that liked agriculture but didn't really have the backbone in it enough to support myself in the future. And to go through all the FFA activities that I've gone through, I've learned to be a better speaker, better leader, and a better person in general.
So is this proficiency helping prepare you for a future career path?
Well, I plan on taking over the family farm, and my hogs are going to be first priority.
For those younger members that were here in Indianapolis watching the Proficiency Awards presented, and for those younger members back in your home chapter, what kinds of things will you share with them?
Well, my best way to put it is to strive for your best. You can never expect to come out on top, but to shoot for it never hurts, and to never stop trying.
So what will this mean back home to your home chapter, having a national proficiency winner?
Well, I learned today that I'm the first to ever have it in my hometown. I'm hoping everybody's proud, and I'm hoping my neighborhood's pretty excited about it.
Just one other thing I wanted to ask you about. Who back in the home chapter, maybe back on the home farm, has been instrumental in being there and providing that support when you needed it, or maybe a nudge to go out and get the chores done?
My grandfather has definitely been the one to push me. Ever since I was little, he was a pusher. He knew how to work hard, and he didn't let me sit on my butt and watch him do the work. I get up in the morning and milk his cows for him. That way I can pay for my feed expenses for the pigs, and I no longer complain about that, and I enjoy it now. And to have as many sows as I do, at first I was kind of leery about upping the numbers, and when I looked at the financial backing, it was going to help me sufficiently. And now that I've had some champion pigs and I've been selling them, you know, left and right, I can't keep a pig on the farm come spring, and it really does show off. And I can thank my grandfather for being the one to push me out the door every morning and to strive for these goals.
Have the advisors been right there with you too?
Every step of the way. They come out all the time, take a peek at my farm. And Mr. Slipik's been definitely there to push me and to wish me luck every time I needed it.
Well, again, congratulations on all of your accomplishments, but especially on being named a national proficiency winner.
Thank you.